Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Some listeners might get tired of hearing about trade disputes. Why are they important? Well, for the ag industry, it makes a difference between profit and loss, because we export 20 to 30% of our farm production. Chinese tariffs have been very costly. Our government will be providing assistance to farmers hurt by the trade war. Bill Northey, USDA, Undersecretary for Farm Production, says qualified farmers could start getting some money from the $16 billion market facilitation program next month. Farmers received government support last year, and we'll get some this year. And that'll be welcome, but we really want an end to the trade conflict with China. Now we hear some trade war hawks' voices crying out that, and they say, a China deal could cost Trump the election next year. Well, I don't agree. A deal should help the president. President Trump and President Xi are expected to meet in September. It would be a victory if something could be worked out by then. China isn't the only trade question. We have negotiated a new agreement with Canada and Mexico, USMCA, and it needs to be passed by our Congress. There's strong bipartisan support for the bill, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi won't let the House vote on it. She's demanding significant changes. To me, it's all politics. And here is what the National Corn Growers Association had to tell us, and I quote, "Over the past 25 years, American agriculture exports have tripled to Canada and quintupled to Mexico. Times are tough across the farm belt, and reaffirming our relationship with Mexico and Canada will provide a more certain future for the American farmer. It's time for Congress to pass USMCA." End of quote. And I second that motion. Next week, the European Commission's new Director General for Trade will come to Washington to talk trade. The EU is a problem. At this point, they have refused to include agriculture in the trade talks. And let's not forget about Japan. We are working with them now to cut a deal. The word is that we could have one by sometime in September. So stay tuned. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.